Kiragin Tshuva Simon Kashira was this a Shaila. This is Pnuya Hamedel, single girl, which was expecting. She was Mubaris from Znud. And she said it was Miplaini. She said Miplaini Nisabati. She pointed it out to a different man and said that he was from him, Znud. And they went to that Ish, that person, and he was Mafish. He denied it. He said it wasn't me. He just denied the whole thing. Father brought him to Bezdin, the Mazel's father brought him to Bezdin, wanted him to admit it, and Chasna married a girl, and they should raise the child together like the mother and father, and he was denying it. The father sent people over to put pressure on him, talk him into it, to admit it, and he even offered him a big nadin. And after the people put a lot of pressure on him, he was offered a big nadin, then he turned around and he said, okay, he admitted it. He's the father, and he's Mazan with her, and he agreed to marry her. And the Meis Mekiragi writes was Yitzhakev Chasna. They got married and a son was born. And he made a bris to him. He acted like the father. Made a bris and everything. And after a little while, the Bezdin were chaffed and they said, you know, maybe we made a mistake over here letting him get married. Because the Fidvav Rishonim, what he said at first, that it's not from him, this child, is Kumtois, that the child was from someone else. So it comes out that this Pnuya was a Muberes Chaveri, Menekes Chaveri. She's a Muberes and someone else, and she's afterwards nursing, she's Menekes someone else. And there's a Fesh Gemara in Yivam Tafan Beis, and it was very recently that came to Salach and Shechonar Kolson, Ebenezer, Samin Yigim, Sifidan, of the Chassam, made a Gzeir, and he saw the Muberes Chaveri, Menekes Chaveri. It's an Issa to marry, to be married to someone who's a Muberes, expecting from someone else, or Menekes Chaveri. The reason is the Gemara goes to different timing, but the maskon of the Gemara is Meinekes Chaveri is posher because Chazal were afraid that the baby should have someone to be Meinekim, to nurse him. As long as the mother's nursing, the Chazal wanted to make sure the baby has food. And they were afraid if she gets married to someone else, it's Yitochan, it's Shaykh, that she'll become Muberes from the next guy. And you become Muberes, the tev is they lose their cholov, they lose their milk, and they won't be able to nurse, and they were afraid the baby would stop there. In fact, the Gemara in Kendi Deinami, in fact, if we're afraid of such a thing, let's be afraid of any husband. How is the Baal on his wife, Bashash Menekes? Maybe she'll become expecting and she'll lose her milk and the baby will starve. So the Gemara says, the day, Mamaskus Abeim B'cholah. If his own child, Chazal, are not afraid. In case the mother stops nursing, the father will support the baby. He'll give the baby eggs and milk, the Gemara says, take formula, whatever it is, baby food. We're not worried, the father will take care of the baby in case the mother stops nursing. Oh, if it's Menekes Chaveri, and she's nursing someone else's kid, we're afraid this new husband's not going to care about the kid. And the mother won't have any milk to nurse, so we're afraid the baby will starve. So Menekes Chaveri, Chazal asked. And Muberes is the same, the Maskana Gemara is Muberes is the same reason, because Muberes is a Medes Lahanak. We don't even Beshash Muberes, already you don't get married because maybe you become Muberes a second time and you won't be able to continue being main. That's the Maskana. On Kuponim, it's a fish, it's a Rabbonim. Which means even after, if you were over there and you were in Bola, you need Frisha. So the Bezdin was thinking that we made a mistake over here. Since he said first that it's not from him, the Bezdin had a Shaila in that shtar, in that town, the Rabbanim had a Shaila, it's from Allah, the person says something is Asa. Once he says it's Asa, you can't change your mind, you can't take it back. Someone says this is Nevela, it's already Asa to you. Even though later you say you don't know, too late. Shavi Nafshatichli Sur, once you say something's also, it remains also. So this guy, this man, the first, he said that she's Menekes Chaveri. Once he said it's Menekes Chaveri, that was like Shavi Nafshatichli Sur. So the Rabbanim in that town were choshed that maybe we have to tell them to appreciate until the Hanukkah is finished, which is about 2 years. That was the Shavi sent to the Kivega. What should Because what? Every case was no reason to be chashish. I mean, you're going into Gemara and Ksubas, that's your Dalvin, Shem Shafker, Gabi Hai, Asher Gabi Achini.
In Yaakov, you don't say Yaakov, Gabi
Achini. Right, we're going to get to that. Yeah, that's the other issue we have. What do you see Yaakov in here? But Pashtus, I guess. Right. Why she might be? She might be. It has to be Surim. This is the Chayyim of Surim. That's right. The Ish is Nemah to say. But again, the Issa, Issa of Menekes Chaveri, she's Nemah to say, I'm kosher to you. Michael goes through the whole thing, but he has a kash in the suga pesa pesuach, and he has two kerutzim, and basically it comes out, and the ro has 2 days, and the ro, if the din of shavya nasha chatich v'yisur is only by nisa deraisa, or even by nisa derabanan. There's one side in the ro, that the whole din of shavya nasha chatich v'yisur only applies if you say, if you're talking about nisa deraisa. If you say in nisa derabanan, then there's no din shavya nasha chatich v'yisur. And the kivega brings an adaraisa to it, that it's Rashi Shita, also in Suvas Taftes, and other places in Shas, he brings so many Rishayim. If you want to go through all the rice, that he brings that Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisur is only by Nisad the rice, not Nisad the Rabbanan. To me, even though Rabbi Kivig approves it, you go through for many figures of Shas, that it's only by Nisad the rice, not Nisad the Rabbanan, it's still schwer for me to understand that, because what's the reason of Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisur? So what's in the Achreinim, they all talk about the Gedolim Achreinim, it's famous Shah Melech, and the Chafishas, Peretes, Loch, and Desvob. And there's a nice stick on the cycling, Sudas, Simon Zion, and the print that I have, the new print, Simon Yud. He goes to all the friends that talk about this. They have basically two reasons why Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisur is also. One reason is Mitam Neda. It comes to be Koyach Neda. A person has the same person as Koyach making Neda, and Chur, he's making a Neda over here when he says this is a Vela. He's saying, I'm not going to eat this. Midin Neda. And the other reason is it's Midin Nemonis. It's absurd. There is Din Nemonis. Like Hedos Baldin, Hedos Baldin is normally my mominus, but they want to apply it to Yisurim also. It's called Medin Amonis. But either way you look at it, if you didn't Ned, then Lechayer, that's for a pass by Mr. Rice, and Mr. Bonn, the same as the Rice. What's the difference if you're making a Ned, then like you're treating something, I'm making a Ned, I'm going to treat this like Mr. Bonn, or Mr. Rice. If we didn't Ned, it should even be Mr. Bonn. And even if we didn't Amonis, something where Sushdel says Hedos Baldin by mominus, Hedos Baldin works by Yisurim also. What will be the difference between the rice and the bonnet? So I don't really understand the svar of Kivega shows that the zikha one side and then there are, and he brings rice to from other Yishanim, that din of Shavya Nashach Tisur is only by Nisa Deraisa. There's a male, that will be the answer over here.
So the same thing, Bevan could be forcing you to do what you have to do. That's the concern.
But if you learn also that modest,
that's not a concern.
It's not modest. If you learn also that modest, why should you listen to it? It's not modest. It's not modest. Yeah.
How many words is that cooler?
Only for him. Only for him.
Why should Bevan make listen to it?
Shamelach, it brings down that they want to ask according to the sheetis that says mitam neda, she'ela should help. Could you be doing a tarsa dharma in it? You shavya nashtich adisur, just sit down with the bezin, as everybody mati neda, they want to say yes, she'engatak, maybe taki yes. They ask it for kasha, that's right, it's not mitam neda. So you don't find she'ela helps, but maybe the other chrenim holds she'ela would help, if she needs you to do it. Oh, but that's the two reasons in that. But Al Kaponim, the Kivega does bring down it's such a day. And if you hold that Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisur is only by Nisad Deraisa, Nisad Rabbanan, that would be the heck over here. He could change. There's no Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisur when he said she's Menechas Chaveir, and now he's Mutzat. But the Kivega does not want to be Semach on this, because the Ma'aseh, there's another day of the Ferish in the Ra'ah that says that Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisur is even by Nisad Rabbanan. So back to Akasha, back to a problem over here. He said that it's not from him. He's basically saying it's Minekas Chaveiroi. He's saying this issue is also on him for while she's mainly for 2 years. Does any prisha? So Kivega wants to then say there's a very posture that has over here. The din of a masla. The din is by Shavya Nafshe Chetich Yisura. even if a person says something's also, if he can explain, if he wants to change his mind, and he can explain why he said it the first time, and he can explain why he lied, said it wasn't true, it was a sheker what I said first, and I only said it for a certain reason, and if it's a good reason, it's called an amaspa, a good excuse, then it's mutter. And the sugi of amaspa is the sugi in ksubis, in the chafez and beis. The Gemara says over there, if a woman comes to town and she says, I'm an ishish ish, then she turns around and she says, no, you know what I'm saying, I'm pnuya. She's mutter, nemenes. And the Gemara, yes, vashabia nafshach tichad yisur. Aye, she made herself into a davar issa. She said, I'm an ishish ish. So she made herself that she's also a tevi man. How could she say she's mutter? So the Gemara answers, says she gives a good excuse why she said it first. And the Gemara brings down a brisa, which says a mice a mosh on this. Mice nami bisha achas gedolim. The mice that Isha came to town. She says gedolim ubenoi. She was had grace to yofi. She had a lot of yofi. The kotsul of the yad makashan. All the men were jumping on her to be Makadosh, to marry her, because of the Yefi. But Amr Lahem, and she said to him, Mekadesh Asani, she said, I'm married, she got rid of them. Well, Yomim, Amr Lahem, Es Nafsha. A few days later, a little while later, she went and she got married. Amr Lahem, Mari Yisang Asakim, so the Chom asked, how do you do this? He said, Yenesh Asish. Amr Lahem, she explained to them, but Chim Meshavu Alay, Nashim Shein Mugonim, at first men were coming, that weren't Sukapas, the Matik, Mekadesh Asani. I wanted to get rid of them. They all bothered me. I said, I'm an Ishish Ish. Achsha, Shabbat, and I am Nashim Mugonim. First, now came a good bacha from Brisk out of the freezer. She says, good boy. A Marathi Mekadash attacks me, and I felt now I could get married. Bezu Allah, Hela Vachsha Sabi, if Nechon Bu Shabamu, Nosna Masa Dvar, and the man. It's just been of a manacle. Even though the person is Shabbat and Achsha Chichad Yisur, but if they can explain why they lied at first, and now they want to be marking themselves as mutter. Meir Kivayegis says here also, the guy's going
to...
As Meir Kivayegis says here also, the guy has a very good master. He's saying that the reason why I lied at first, he says, because of Busha. Pasha, he was embarrassed. Shemstach. And the second reason, Amasti says, he wanted to push the Shver to give him a big nazim. He was saying, one reason he kept denying it was he wanted to get money. He wanted to put pressure on the guy to offer him a big nazim. So this was his excuse. He said, I lied at first, I was embarrassed, I'm going to at least offer me some money. Amasti offered me some money afterwards, that's when I gave in. So it's a good Amasti, it's three mutter. So you hear the master. The master he was that at first he said he was because of Busha, because he was embarrassed, and Satan, he was trying to push to get more money out of the guy, squeeze the guy for the money, and that could work. And the guy offered him a big dowry, a lot of money. He admitted. I was figuring down that mamish the same svara and the same shayla we find in Tzemach Tzedek from the early Ephraim. It's called Tzemach Tzedek Akadmai. The Tzemach Tzedek has a very similar maisa. And where at first the Bacha denied it, and then he admitted it, and he gave it a master. He denied it at first because of Busha and because of the money. But Tzemachtel had a problem with that. Tzemachtel did not like this effort. Tzemachtel claimed it that this Amasla really works both ways. This reason works both ways. You could say that he lied at first because he was trying to get money out of the guy, but either he could say maybe he was saying the truth at first, and now he's lying because he wants the money. Maybe what he said first, that it's not for me, that was the truth. And now you're offering a guy a $500,000 nazin, $1 million nazin, mitzvah, it's a good deal. You know what, it's mine, I'll marry her.
What's that wrong with everyone? More of the, maybe now she wants to get married to this guy. She has a reason to be saying we're a master. Of course she has a reason to be saying.
But that's not on the masl itself. I mean, why she said she didn't say mikdash just at first because she was waiting for some guy.
The
masl
has to be on shalia nafshi.
The masl has to be.
Oh
yeah, the shalia nafshi.
Here's a masl later on.
So you're answering. You understand the masl? What's the tarets?
I'm saying the masl classic one suvis. Here the masl has to be. The reason there's no masl is it has to be on the isha.
There isn't a master.
There is a master there.
I'm asking, why don't you say forget? She's lying because she wants to marry this guy.
Right.
Just like you say now she's lying because she wants money, Maybe now it's not because she wants the Mebbe.
No, because there's a nice. Because the master would be she would take off the Shabbat and Afshin. The master.
Why is she saying? Why is she saying now? Not
the master's on something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he. You want to?
What's the money of the person?
What's the person? Yeah. The net of Shabbat. Here he's asking him. So I don't know. But upon him, the fact think about it. I don't know, but Tzmasuk said in this case of the Menekes Chaveir, he changed his mind. In fact, the Tzmasuk says maybe he should be choishu the other way, that he's only changing his mind because he wants the money. And Tzmasuk means then, who says it's not a good master if there's a topic like this, which way it goes? Tzmasuk says the story for this chiddush is a Rambam. Because Rambam, when he brings down the lacha of a master, he has a few words. Rambam says. If she gives a good excuse, and she says, for this reason, I said at first I'm a Kadeshis, but the Rambam is Moisif. And the reason that she said, the Bezdin sees Mamish with the Vera, which seems to be a good reason. Then she's Motla. But she doesn't give an excuse. Even if she gives an excuse, some other reason, but Aimbo Mamish. And the Bezdin doesn't feel that it's a good excuse. How is your Saritz also? So basically, you see in the Rambam that not every master is a master. There's such a thing as a master, which is a Shvacha master. And Melon says over here also, there's a master that he's saying, I didn't admit it at first because I was embarrassed, I wanted to get money out of him. It's not such a good master because maybe he did it because he wants the money. That's the master. Givegim was the Din Zechon, the master. He said, the king wants to say that this chiddush that Tzimach Tzedek is saying that since you can use a master, look at it both ways, it's not good. Make a pesa. As long as it's good one way, that should be good a master. Who says because you can look at it the other way that maybe he's lying because of the money, it's not a good a master? And he says, your Rambam, this Rambam is not a right at all. Because this Rambam is not talking about a good a master, which might mean the other way. This Rambam is talking about a master shein b'mamish. The master itself was shvach. She gave a very shvacha reason, like maybe she said, I didn't want to get married at that time, I wanted to face a wedding in the spring, I said, well, there's something that sounds a bit so narish, but they didn't buy it, you know. That's what she says, you're nation's ish. That's a master shame by mamash.
Maybe with that, he can answer the kasha, the same answer that the Gemara master is a mamash. This he learned, the shalot.
Right, but you have to understand, this is the way that
the
master said it, not why
is that the master? That's also the same. He had to move to one of the Gemara, why he held that master because it was a good master. The one that
they can't. Yeah, but the on the Tzimtzum over here, the master is a good, it's a solid master. It's a good solid master that the reason why I lied at first was because I wanted to, maybe because I wanted to push him for money and I was embarrassed. I did another side. That makes it a sophic, which way is emes. But the master is a good master. Your Rambam is not a raya that this is not a good master. Tzimtzum learned from this Rambam that Rambam says that a master, Shem B'mamish, is not a master. He learned that means even a good master, which could be taken two ways, that's Shem B'mamish. The Kireg holds that is a master shesh b'mamish. That's a good master. It happens to be. You could also take it the other side. But you have no right in the Rambam, this is not a good master. The Kireg is takachay. It's a beautiful machayt. It's a master. And the Kireg helps to learn this Rambam. When the Rambam says a master shesh b'mamish, the Kireg holds has to be mamish shvacha master on itself. That it's really not, it doesn't make sense. It's not a reasonable reason why a person will lie. But Tzimtzum holds, even if it's a shtaka reason why person will lie, since you could also take it another way, that makes the master shem b'mamish. That's the machlokes Kiveg and Tzimtzum. But the Maaseh Kiveg holds that this is a good master, and he says master never has to be bad. Right? Even the Gemara's case of Eish Yisrashni, because Kofsulai Anoshim Shem Magonim, doesn't have to be a double bad, as long as it's reasonable and it's Eish b'mamish and it's something we eat with the verb mamish, we see that it makes a little bit sense. That's why she lied at first, she could change her mind. Kivega has a different problem, a different shayla on this. Maybe it's not a good master. The reason is that Kivega declares that normally in the Gemara's case, where we find that Yenem wants to be chayzer with a master, that's only by shavya nafshe chaticha disur, something that's only negay you yourself. But what about when you said something that's negay other people? If you said something that's negay other people, the person is more achray. It's negay other people, the person is a little bit more, he's a little more serious, and he doesn't just make up a lie because of a master. The mushroom over here, when he said that this boy is not his, what he's saying has a lot of ramifications for other people also. Have ramifications for his future wife, that so far he has no children. In case let's say he gets married to someone else, or he is married, or he gets married to somebody else, and then he dies without any other children. Because he said that this child is not his, he's making his wife be mechuyav chalitza, which is a big thing. If he's making a mechuyav chalitza, in case she does chalitza, she'll be asked to kahanim afterwards. In case the brother's not around, she'll be a shemes yavam, she'll be an aguna. It has bigger applications. So before a person says something, if a person knows it's his child, and he wants to lie and say it's not his child because of an amasla, because of whatever reason, a person does that when it's negay himself. I'll say a lie, okay, negay me, I'll say a lie because I'm embarrassed, because I want to get money out of the guy, because of an amasla. But something that could be negay of somebody else, like his wife, could be when he knows in his heart she's not mechuyav chalitza, he has a child in the world now. And to go say a sheker just because of an amasla, mehecha teisa amasla works on that. Kriegel says it's his own svar. He says, where do we find that a masa helps to take off shavu chatich lisur when it's negay someone else? But if it's negay someone else, you are more serious. Right. That you have to understand. So that's what I was wondering. A masa, the one who's also a chayyur, the one talks about you giving a masa which is aish, shesh, and this negay the whole world, ask the whole world on her.
No.
The Teretz says that's not called negay anyone else, because no one, because it's only negay her, she's not going to get married. The mice, everyone else is not in the gear, you're not in the pasture. We're not talking about you.
You're not talking about a person specifically because you're not pointing to a person.
I don't think that's the reason. I think it's the reason. Lamosho, somebody Mazana with her, she would not be Chayat Misa in the Chayat. Because she was Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat, it would not be Chayat Misa. It's creating a lot of some people like, don't bother me, don't come, but it's not in the gear now. Right. So on that, a person can go say, it's only negay me, I can say a lie because I have a reason. People are not so afraid, it's only negay me, I can say, it's just, and I don't really mean it because it's only negay me, I'll say a lie and I have a reason, muscle. But the hecha teisa that you're using a muscle over here to go say, it's not your son when it's negay other people.
So
independently negay somebody else. So this is Kivik Suffolk. What's the din? What's the din on Shavi and Ashtri Chavisus, negay other people, and then you have a masla. Can you also have a masla on that? So Kivik wants to bring your ayah from the Gemara in Yeshnechon, in Barbasa, to Chazayin on the base. The Gemara says, Hoyoiva Beis HaMechas, the person's going over the border where they're collecting tariffs and taxes. The Omer B'niyu, and he's walking with Zebed, and he knows any property he has, including his Zebed, he's going to get taxed and have to pay. So he says, Zebed B'niyu is my son. Because if it's his son, he doesn't have to pay taxes. And then after they pass the border, Chazav Omer, he tells everyone Abdihu, he's the only my Zebed, he only said it to get out of taxes. The Gemara says he's Nemon, even though that's not Shabbat Shechitisu, that's the only Shabbat of Yakia. The din is, the Torah says, a father has Nemonis to say who is his son and who is not his son. And first he said, is his son. Well, he has nemonis on that. It is his son, but he's nemon to go mitaris. He's nemon because of an amasa to explain that it's not his son. Because he's explaining, he only said it because of the taxes. Now over there, when he says his son, it's not only negay him, it's negay other people, it's negay the boy. When he said it's my son, he's saying that the boy's asa b'shech kananis, it's not a ben chayrin. He's patering his wife from Yibam Chalitza, so making us to Yibam, he's saying other things, which is Nageya.
Oh, you could have
other children. But Mashman the Gemara, even that was the only son also. Basically, what Kivik wants to say from there, that you see from there that a master works, even when he says something to Nageya other people. And then Kivik says, it's also Ramah. There's a more Nebenezer, Simendal, and Suchafes, the Gemara says, the Avshama B'noishu Mamza. The father says on the son that he's a Mamza, which is also Nemonas Midin Yakia. And he could even say, if someone's mukhsas could be benoy, and he could say, it's not my son, and it's a mamza. That boy is a mamza, his wife is mazana, he's neman. He changes his mind, he gives an amasa, he gives an excuse why he said it, neman, he's neman. That's the Ramah. Shendam Ram Rosenberg. Not Rosenberg, Rosenberg. That's the Ramah. So, gather, I was wondering, what's the amasa over there? The Ramah doesn't say. The Ramah says, someone says his son is a mamza. And then he gives an amasa, he could be chayza and say he's not a mamza. What was the amasa? Why did he say it at first? I'm looking at the Kalim or some other friend of mine, and I haven't seen him shot.
He didn't want him to do Zinchila.
That's why? Oh, I was thinking maybe I was cast, maybe Zam either. Because I thought that way, I don't think. But the mice, he wanted to stop breaking Shilla.
He wanted to break Shilla.
That's what he was doing. But now when he's chayza. Yeah, okay. But I'll upon him. Over there, it's definitely negated the son also. It's negated someone else. So a person saying a lie, negated somebody else because of an amasla, you see from his, Dr. Craig Beferish, that is chakir, that even when you say Shavnash Chaticha Visura, and you change your mind, mitam amasla, it works. So, man, we're back to our heads over here. That you could say that he could, even though at first he said it's right, but and it was Megea other people, Megea Chreis his wife, and Megea Yim Chreis, still he gave him a masla and explained why and be mutter. But the Kirk is a different problem, based on the hafla. And that Gemara in Ksubis, where Gemara says, Yishasham Eshashishani, and then she says, I'm Pnuya, that she's believed within a masla, when she explains, they only said because it's Kofsalov and the other Mishin Muganim, I want the people to stop bothering me, and now I'm changing my mind because I found the right Shidduch. Fekta Flaw Kasha, why is the Gemara only asking me Tam Shavi and Nasha Chetichri Sur? Fekta Flaw, the Gemara should ask me Tam Eidus and Kevin Shehigit Shuvin Nechazamagin. There's a din that when a person says Eidus, it's another halacha, Kevin Shehigit Shuvin Nechazamagin. You can't take it back. A person says Eidus and Bezdin, Ruben Slav Shem Randavalant, he can't later say, I changed my mind. It's too late. Once you give Eidus, Kevin Shehigit Shuvin Nechazamagin. On everything, on Marcus, on Misa, on everything. Fekta Flaw, over here, when the Isha said, Eisha Sishani, that's a Cheridin Eidus. Why? It's a chayyid din of eidach and bisurim because the father said dosh shabiyodai, and he compares it to a sheikhet that says that I tried a shach, I made a mistake, and it's nevela. That sheikhet can never take it back, and then later say that it wasn't nevela. Again, since he's nema, sheikh is nema, it's biyodai to be menavel the behemah, it's biyodai to kill the behemah without a shechita. He has nemonis. It's halacha in your days, and alaf and simukuch of Zion, that a person who's biyodai to make the thing kosher tray, if he's nemon on it, he's mainly he's in kevish shuvin echizamagid. It's a main effect of halacha. Why is the more only asking from shavin ashtichi sur? Should it be asked from kevish shuvin echizamagid, which was actually in the sugi over there also? So the halacha says maybe a different way. After the more held shavin ashtichi sur is better kasha. Of effect of halacha. The real question is, a masla only helps for Shavu Nashtich Yisur. A masla does not help the Eidus of Kevin Shigit Shuvin Nechazamagid. So what's the most terrorist that she gave in a masla? What she said had a terrorist Eidus also on it, had a dinamonis of Eidachim and Yisurim. So for every to ask herself, maybe not to give Mises to other people, but to ask herself and everybody she was named, I mean, Eidus. And a masla doesn't help for that, so what's the most terrorist? So Flo wants to say, he wants to say that the whole din of by Eidus, we say Kevish Shigit Shuvin Nechazamagid is Dachu BeBezdin. Person says something in Bezdin, that has a Torah's Eidus of, and that's where we say Kevish Shigit Shuvin Nechazamagid. So Flo is the Chiddush. But if he said the same thing, which would have been Eidus and Bezdin, but he said a Chutz of Bezdin, there's no din Kevish Shigit Shuvin Nechazamagid. And Dr. Flo, Muzman Zogin, this Gemara of Dachu Beis, of the Isha Shamra, Isha Sishani, to get rid of everyone, it was all my sechus of Bezdin. About Kaponim, in fact, the Mekere Gatayin is, according to this Yisoid, we have a problem in our case. Because in our case, the father shuts into Bezdin. And in Bezdin, he said, it's not for me. It's not for me, it's about these, from someone else. So in Bezdin, he called her basically a Menekas Chaveyre. So in Bezdin, he said something which is the terrorist aid of the love, and she became a Shavena Chazamagan, and should be no mask on that. That's the biggest problem. So, but there's a thing, Kevish Shukin Shavin Chazamagid also, but at least in Bezdin, that's the first Chiddush. Only when the Eidus is in Bezdin. Moshe, you're right. The Eidus would say outside of Bezdin, this is Nevela. He could be Chayza, according to Achlos Chiddush. Chachlos Boys, that's Chiddush on the Gemara of Eshishani, that she could be Chayza with Amasla. But once it was said in Bezdin, it has a whole different din. Kevin Shigit Shavin Chazamagid. That Amas doesn't help. So here also is done in Bezdin. I was trying to understand what the flood ends on for the Pasha, that the Isha says, Isha Sishani, there's a terrorist Eidus on it because it's Biyoda, as I be a Sheikhet. Why is it Biyoda? She needs a man to be Makadisha. That's not really Biyoda, a Sheikhet that says this was Nevela. We know it was Biyoda. He could have just done a Pasul, he had a knife, he could have done a Pasul Shechita. His name is the same Shechita was Pasul, that's Biyoda. But the Isha, she wants to say, Isha Sishani, why is there a terrorist Eidus on that? Because it's Biyoda. Why is that Biyoda? She needs someone else. The teretz is, maybe you can explain it better, but the teretz is, obviously the floor held that this has been a gay, this is called biyoda. I mean, if someone would want to be Mekadisha, it's biyoda to accept it. And that's enough of biyoda to go say, Ish Ish Ani. Why is it a Zav Shereva? You mean, so should not be
him?
Yeah, but Zav Shereva is a Chalois Kedushin. You definitely have to have two Eidim B'Shas.
That
Edikim is Edikim. Is that true? No. English Rechosh Mishnayim is for the Kiyam, is for the Choy for that. No, for Misa, to go get Misa, but. But if one Eid Echad would say on someone, there were Eidim, there was a good chasna, maybe it would be Eid Echad and be suing for Issa. Yeah, because you go with Chazok, you see.
The Gemara is
Yisrael.
The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara
is Yisrael. The Gemara is
Yisrael.
The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael.
The Gemara is
Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. The Gemara is Yisrael. That's a different kind of kiyum, you're right. No, that's a different kind of kiyum. I'm sure, but the ma'aser, the floor calls that, that's the davar shebiyada. I mean, maybe it's a din eidus, and if it was, and we see from there, if it was done in bed, then that would be, kiyum shekut shebiyada nechus. Maybe that's the kiyum's problem over here. So Kiyum wants to say a chiddush, a nice far, he wants to say, that even a din eidus, to shaf a din, kiyum shekut shebiyada nechus, it has to be negay of someone else. If a person comes, even in Bezna, if a person comes to Bezna, he says something that he's neman on, but it's only negay himself, that's not din Eidus. Eidus, by definition, is testimony on someone else. No such thing as Eidus on yourself. On yourself, it's a chayse das baldin, it's other things. But din teres Eidus has to be Eidus on negay someone else. As a man, when he said, this is not my son, who was this Eidus on? The chayyah, as the Kirik says, we Eidus on himself. The only other person to be Eidus on was what we said before, on his wife to pata her from Yibim Achalitza. That we don't know. But that's the Kiveg is, which we went through a different time. This happens to be in this tshuva, that's why I want to finish it now. It happens to be in this tshuva, the Kiveg is Ha'arichas, the Kiveg declares, and he learns this 2 days in Tosfos and Yivam Mitzachim Zayin, I think you're going to get this soon, that where the Yakiyah is only in Zvamsha and Nemar and Bapasha, it only goes on things that says in the Pasha of Yakiyah, is to go on everything. There's one side in Tosfos that holds that yet in the Torah where it says Yakia, it says it on two things. It says Benegay Yerusha, a person's name wants to say in his son that he's, if he's the Bechor or not the Bechor, he gets Bishnaim, or if he's a Yerush at all. And second thing the Torah says, he's name wants to say he's Ben Hasnuah. Snuah means Snuah Ben Nesuah. He's name wants to say that the son is a Kosher apostle, whether the son is a Mamzo or not. Only in Dvorm HaNemar Bapasha. But the other Pshan Tosfos is a person is Nemon to say anything b'negei his son, even if it's the other people, Moshe Yibim Mechalitza. So if you learn, like that side in Tosfos, that he's Nemon on all minyanim, whether this is his son or not, and he's Nemon to say whether his wife is part of Yibim Mechalitza, then there will be terrorist aids on this, because what he's saying is not his son, is negei his wife. That's negei his wife. So that would be terrorist aids, and be Kevin Shigit Shevin Nechazamagit. But if you say the other way, that Eidus on the son has only been Negeya, the son himself, whether he's Kosher Apostle or Benegeya Yerusha, over here he's not saying whether the son is Kosher Apostle. He's just saying that it's not his son. That's not called Eidus on someone else. And it's not even Eidus to take away Yerusha from the son, because if the guy would have kept quiet, he also wouldn't get Yerusha. This boy cannot come get Yerusha just based on his mother say so. Only one mother said that he's a son of this guy. One lady says that wouldn't be enough Eidus to give him Yerusha either. So what he's saying, it's not my son, it's not Nagia anyone else. If you hold that there's no Teres Yakia, there's no Nemos Yakia ben Nagia, his wife, Tepatim Yuma Chalitza. As a male, there's no Teres Yedis, it's not a problem. Kevin Shigashiv and Yechazamagid. And the male, we're back to the head of a Masla. So a Masla would help. It would just be Shavi Nash Tichad Yisur, and the Shavi Nash Tichad Yisur, the Kiveg holds, this is a good Masla.
Right,
some sort of muksa to begin with, that's his son. That's not, then he's neman on that son. Right. To go say he is or he's not. Right, that's the case. I guess he is. Because he was muksa to be his son, and now he's telling him he's not my son. He's my
Yavis. Everybody knew him as a
Zephyr. But, everyone
knew him as a Zephyr. He was really a zebed. It says the Gemara. The Gemara knows. Gemara says the story was a zebed.
You know, maybe you didn't see a kasha because I was going to ask this before. Why is the maskal help over there? The flow brings rayas. They didn't say over all the flow is rayas, but the flow was the one that said rayas, that a maskal only helps by shagana, but doesn't help for edus. So any Aedis, any Namanis. So over there, it was Namanis of Yakir, so how did a Maskel help? Ted says there wasn't a Yakir over there.
But you said there was.
I make a mistake. I said,
what is it?
No. I'm just saying with the Gemara. The Gemara just said, what's the Gemara saying? First he's Naman, then he's Naman to be Chayzer a Maskel. The Chayzer is just Shavi, like a Shavi Nashikh of Yisur that he's saying.
What's the Shavi
Nashikh need? What do you need a Maskel at all? And I can't even understand the part. What's the name of the Avdi? According to what Kivik is saying, that when he wants, if you hold that Yakya is only it doesn't help for other things, only Dvarim and Rama Pasha, so that's why when he's saying that this is not Bani, there's no other ramifications, not negating anyone else. Meaning it's not Edus. Meaning you don't know Kim Shikun Shavin and Chizu Magid. Why isn't Negiah himself also? Let it be Edus on himself. Edus on himself that he's saying that it's Minekas Chareirei. Why doesn't have a Teres Eidus and it should be Kevin Shigi Shuvein Lechazim Magen? On this itself, they sing this Menekas Chaveri. The Teres is, we'll go with that. That's what we said before. Eidus is to be on someone else. Eidus is to be on someone else. We say this Eidus on himself is not called Eidus. There's a little bit more, but we'll keep that again in a second. That's fair enough.